It's time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
It's good to have you on board. We're live in Las Vegas. Mitch Moss, Polly Howard, South Point Sportsbook from the VSiN studio. We'll recap In Pocket coming up in about 25 minutes, win-lose in this hour, and Nick Bogdanovich recapping the weekend that was in the National Football League. Ben Fowkes here at VSiN had a tweet. Basically, that was the highest regular season handle on any NFL game ever. And Nick said, by a mile.
Cool.
The handle. And you know what that meant. Teasers, teasers, and more teasers. Moneyline parlays up the wazoo. Dogs actually did well yesterday, ATS. Straight up, though, not good.
Can't believe it.
So better.
You can't really count the Rams game. I mean, that was strange, huh?
That's
4.5. Four and a half, then the Rams down a pick, and then Philly back to 1.5. But 14-1 straight up favorites. And only two people knocked out of the entire survivor at Circa.
So we go from week one, where like half the field gets eliminated because the Eagles and the Colts go down. And so many people, the number one pick in the survivor last week was Indy. They lose outright with like more than 400 selections. This week, moving ahead, no, there you go. Eagles, Panthers, that's it.
And 46 people were very lucky, fortunate with the Chiefs. Because if Butker misses, they're either going to lose or they're going to tie. So tie, no good, lose, you know, obviously they're out.
I think yesterday really was the definition of the good, the bad, the ugly in the NFL. And some of the bad and the ugly were just coaching decisions again, but also the injuries were a major storyline, how the Falcons blew that game. Think about this. Biggest bet at MGM, I think, yesterday was $450,000 on the Seahawks minus 4.5. And it comes down to that play.
Oh, well, the two-point try was huge, too. I mean, that was a game changer.
Oh, absolutely it was.
$450,000?
You're in your lane 4.5.
Oh, you take, I know.
When four was available not only all week, but all day until like late last night before the game.
Oh, good job by MGM. I know, I'm sure it's a house player, too. I mean, there was someone who bet $100,000 on a total again. Took $100,000 on a total.
Yeah, we've seen that becoming more popular.
Might have been the Dallas game. Yeah.
Overall.
Yeah.
Yep. But the way the Falcons blew that game, now to be 0-2, 10% of teams since divisional realignment in 2003 actually make the playoffs in the NFL when you start 0-2. So then it comes down to players not willing to, or unwilling, I guess, to jump on an onside kick. They don't think it's going to go 10 yards. They don't know the rule there. I don't know what the story was, but that's just completely unacceptable.
Watermelon kick. Just looking at it. All right, I'll take it. Jump on it. Oh, man. So, I mean, everything has to go wrong for you to be up 20-19 and then 15 with 6 minutes left, lose the game, and you became, you know, since what was it, 1933, 440-0. You score 39 points, don't have a turnover. Mm-hmm. 39 points, don't turn the ball over, lose the game. Mm-hmm. God.
So you will get burned, obviously, betting bad numbers in the NFL or any sport for that matter. And I bet the Atlanta game over 50 last Sunday when they released that. And it got all the way up to 54. I think it was bet down to 53.5. There are other examples like yesterday. You know, people were asking me about the Baltimore-Houston game when it was Baltimore 7.5. And I said, well, if you didn't bet Baltimore minus 6.5, I mean, you're talking about going through the key number of 7, then all the way to 7.5. I said they might win by two or three touchdowns. That could very easily happen. I loved them in the game to win. But now to lay 7.5 points when 6.5 was available early in the week, you can't do that. Eventually, you're going to lose money. And that's just, it's not smart money management whatsoever. Can't get away with that. And that guy last night, lane 4.5 in the Seahawks game, is now $400,000 richer because of it.
What a finish. What a game, too.
Welcome into the program today. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard. We are live in Las Vegas from the South Point Sportsbook, recapping week two in the NFL, looking ahead to week three. And yeah, that game, the Falcons game had a lot of everything. The Sunday night game had, it was a fun watch last night. I was betting, and I had the Seahawks in the contest and in last man standing, but I thought for sure in that last drive, I bet the Patriots in game, plus 205, plus 140. I didn't think the Seahawks were going to get a stop. I thought they were going to lose that game.
What'd you think of the play call?
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
So much has to go right for you to score there.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. You got to do better. I tell you what I really hate, I didn't like, was the 3rd-and-1 bomb. Where's he throwing? Wait, come on. That's a success. The success rate of that play, number one, the coverage is solid. And then that's a difficult throw. It's 3rd-and-1.
Yep.
You have Wilson. You've been running the ball on him. I mean, you can get creative there with Wilson. Just hold it. I mean, you could do bootleg. You could do –
You can do so many different things.
Tight end will be having a snack wide open. I mean, that's terrible.
But because here's the deal, right? If you pick up that first down on third and one, ball game's over with.
Yeah, it is.
That's it. And so then you take a risky play. Degree of difficulty is off the charts. And you don't pick it up. And then the Patriots are absolutely live because Cam Newton looked great last night. He truly did. Look at this tweet now. And we have to update this because this was like middle third quarter. Nate Tice tweeted this out. Russell Wilson, 7 TDs so far in the season, 7 incompletions.
Is it 9-9?
I'll check the incompletions. He has 9 touchdowns.
Yeah, 9 touchdowns, right.
And I can't wait again to see what the MVP numbers are going to look like coming. Is he going to be the favorite?
I would think so.
I think he'll be ahead of Mahomes and Jackson.
Yeah, sure.
I think that makes some sense. So he had, 4 incompletions against Atlanta. He was 31-35 in that game. Last night, 21-28, so he kind of stinks. So he's got 9 touchdown passes and 11 incompletions on the year. Last night, the yards per attempt, 10.3. Oh, man.
How many drops, too? I know Metcalf had some drops in that first game.
Oh, he's good for a big drop every week, the way it seems.
Yes, he is. Yeah, but I was wrong. So far, so good. Cam's been great throwing the ball. Different quarterback when he's healthy. And they should beat the Raiders Sunday. So good start with New England. Although, Buffalo's off to a hot start, too. People are saying, who have you played? But still, no Savannah State's in the NFL. So
that's going to be a fun race to win that division.
It'll be a good race.
And when they play this year.
Right. What do you think tonight? History in the making. First time in 25 years, no Oakland Coliseum. The now Las Vegas Raiders. $2 billion stadium tonight on Monday Night Football. It's just unfortunate with the no fans. And also, Thomas is out, too. It's a tough one. I mean, again, I would have loved. Is a dog going to win a game here? I would have loved the Raiders if there were fans. But I'll give you this. I'll give Peyton full marks, though. They are so good on the road.
They really are.
It used to be, the Saints were tough at home, which still a good home team, but he's been great on the road. And ATS. I mean, look what happens last year. He loses Breeze, and Bridgewater's winning road games.
Yep.
Going to Seattle and winning and getting the job done. Two years ago, they went to Baltimore and won as well. But I don't think Jacobs will be able to get anything. Now, you mentioned the prop. He's 69.5 at one spot. I saw 62 at another spot. But they haven't allowed a 100-yard rusher in 44 games. Top 5 run defense. Ruggs is banged up. See his status. He's questionable. You're not going to have Brown. You're not going to have Young. That's a killer. But then you got Charlie Checkdown here, Drew Brees, who only completed 60% last week, threw 460 yards, and the score was misleading, at least the points, what they put up, because it was, the pick six, Tampa turnovers. That he did connect on one pass deep, but he doesn't have Thomas now. So it is a bad Raider defense with no pass rush and a shaky secondary.
Right.
So it could still have success, but I liked your earlier point. There could be. Now, Cook had a big game against Tampa. I would think Cook, he throws a lot to Cook, Kamara.
Right.
And Sanders is 52.5 at Westgate. Cook is 52.5. And Breeze is 262 passing yards.
Well, let me ask you, do you feel comfortable betting unders in the NFL in 2020 in any game when you have a bad defense like this and the Raiders going tonight?
They could chew clock. You could get a 7-minute, very easily, both teams, I could see a 7-minute drive that results in a field goal.
I ask you because even like yesterday, Garoppolo goes out of the game. After Mostert rips off, an 80-yard touchdown, 75-yard touchdown to begin the game. So that total, depending on the number, right, against the Jets, who could do nothing on offense whatsoever, nothing. But then you have just a zillion injuries for the 49ers, and the Jets score a garbage touchdown because they're just so bad defensively that it's going to be open like that against that, and that goes over. Eventually, it goes over. The football team in the Cardinals game was like, because that stayed under, I believe, right? The total was, I think, 47, 48?
Yeah, another
45?
One. Was Adam Chernoff on that, too?
Two
vicious beats
that
in those
game had
totals.
A million chances to go over and stayed under the total.
Right. That was tough.
So just betting under sometimes are just, oh, man, it's a long watch for 3 hours sometimes. Yeah. Let me give you this from Jeff Fogle.
Well, Breeze is going to be comfortable. That's the other problem because the Raiders don't have a pass rush, so.
Yep.
But I can't wait to see this stadium and just a huge moment for us. I can't believe our city this is happening. It's one thing that if the Vegas, you'd say, you'd say expansion team or something crazy.
Oh, sure.
They get the Raiders.
So, that team, brand name.
One of the biggest, in all of sports.
Look at that stadium.
And perfect timing as they reopen the bars at the casinos.
Sure.
Right.
But this would actually have the feel of the home field. Not the circumstances, but the home field of the Saints when they played the Falcons after Hurricane Katrina, because that place was on fire that night, and there was no way the Saints were going to lose that game back in, what was it, 2006? Tonight, with fans, the place would be insane. It would be like the Golden Knights.
Mm-hmm.
Because even, like, opposing fans who fly to Las Vegas to watch their teams play, like the Oilers or others, they have said that T-Mobile Arena is the best spot to watch a hockey game.
What if Vegas didn't choke? You would have had the first NFL game in Vegas history going against Game 2 of the Stanley Cup. Who gets sound? Probably the Knights. If the Knights didn't blow it, they would have been Knights and Tampa tonight if they didn't blow it. That's a tough call. All right, we have to do this too.
Let me give you one more. From Jeff Fogle here at VSiN. Through 31 NFL games, the average result is a 2.65 win by the home team, using zero for the KC-LA game because it was a regulation tie. So to keep everybody here at 60 minutes, the median result is a 3-point win by the home team so far through 31 games. Small sample size, but what's home field worth?
7 days left in the baseball season. One day game, Texas and the Angels. It's last call here for the Angels. They lost yesterday. They're just running out of time. And I thought Toronto could maybe spit this up, but they got a big win yesterday because they start their 4-game series with the Yankees coming up. More on that in a second. But they're 4 up on Seattle, 4.5 on Baltimore, the Angels, and Detroit. So with 7 games left, they would have to lose out. And I don't even think these teams could catch them because they're not good enough to rattle off a 6-1, in my opinion, or a 5-1. Great series for the Phillies, who took 3 out of 4 against Toronto. It's your buddy Wheeler going. How are the Phillies $1.40? Anibal Sanchez is going. He's got an ERA of 7 and change.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they have injuries. Harper's banged up. Realmuto's banged up. They've got some injuries, but that was a great job to take out Toronto like that. But Wheeler's, you know, the fingernail didn't bother him. He's only $1.40.
You know,
Philly's got to have it too.
This is finally the year where I think age caught up with Sanchez, possibly, right? Because you and I actually said before the season started, like, we like Sanchez. Been pretty good still. I mean, he's been pitching now for it seems like 20 years in Major League Baseball, but this year, just no good. Every single start pretty much has been a disaster.
Yeah, I lean Phillies. Also, White Sox and Indians. White Sox are in the playoffs. 2-game lead over the Twins for the division. And Cleveland's going to make the playoffs as well, but they're 5 back. So just win 1 for Chicago. That's good enough. And then this big 4-game series starts tonight. Yankees and the Blue Jays. It's supposed to be King. They're not saying it. It's supposed to be King, though. Bruin said he's ready to go. King against Shoemaker, who hasn't started since mid-August. This could get sideways in a hurry.
Sure.
Against this offense?
Oh, absolutely.
Which has been, they'd won 10 in a row before yesterday. So they're probably going to be the 8. And a huge series here, Brewers and Reds. Reds and Brewers are tied. They're a half game behind. Are they one up? They're one up, one behind St. Louis. St. Louis took 4 out of 5 from Pittsburgh. I was on the loser. Give me a break. The Reds are hot, though. They've won 7 of 8, and they took 2 out of 3 against the White Sox. And then Milwaukee and St. Louis end the season with a 5-game series with a big doubleheader on Friday. So I don't know. So you got like 6 teams here. What, 4 of them go and 2 of them go home? Because you get the 2 second play. If you take, because Philly and Miami, you got Philly, Miami, Cincinnati, St. Louis, Milwaukee, San Francisco.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah, am I missing somebody? But I think 4 go and then 2 would miss it. So, and then Atlanta, yeah, I'll get to that in a second. But Reds are playing good ball. And if they can get some offense going, but this is great because these teams play each other. Tough schedule for Milwaukee the rest of the way.
Well, no.
And then the Reds finish with the Twins, but I don't know what the Twins have anything to play for.
Sure. Well, the whole thought, this goes back to our conversation with Mike Palm last Wednesday, right? Where he was kind of bringing up the Reds in the playoffs, you're going to really want to face this team. They can go out there and go back-to-back Bauer and Castillo.
Yeah, they're throwing Castillo tonight.
I mean, yeah. That's for like just one game or for a couple of games in a series. They're going to have the edge over pretty much every single team they're going to play.
Yeah. What a race.
Can I give you this?
I have a headache looking at the NL playoff picture with all these teams with 7 games left. And Lester's going. Cubbies, I see $1.70. Cubbies take on the Pirates. So we know this. Both props are going to come in. A team's going to lose 40, and a team's going to win 40. The Dodgers have 38 wins. The Pirates have 38 losses.
Yep.
How about that?
Yep.
Cubbies have what are they up? They're 3.5 on St. Louis. They're up 3.5. So now they get the Pirates here for 4. Cubs are going to win the division. And now you look at seeding and other business, too. And then Miami takes on Atlanta. I guess you're telling me they're just chance. They're 3 back. But I know Derek Stevens is loving his ticket as he got the Marlins to win the NL and the World Series. Okay. They're going to make the playoffs. So the Braves are $1.70 against the Marlins.
You know how the books have been basically tricky in terms of posting awards? It's like it's up one day, it's gone the next. You know, who knows when they're going to post them again. PointsBet has reposted some of the awards over the last week, and they take them down when games start. They put them back up. They must be, I don't know, buried or have a ton of liability on Nelson Cruz to be the AL MVP.
Yeah, it's a Mr. ACL. He tweeted all his...
Yeah.
Yeah, the real Mr. ACL's got a ton of tickets on Cruz.
And I got Cruz at 50 to 1.
Uh-huh.
He's like plus one. He's the shortest shot in the board. He's plus 140. And Bieber is second, followed by Abreu. What am I missing? Abreu has better numbers by far than Nelson Cruz now. And I have a Cruz ticket.
I'd go, Abreu, yeah. Yep. You like the Cardinals? Wainwright's going. They're playing the Royals. $1.45.
I have no opinion on baseball as of
nothing. Nope. I lean the Giants. Cueto's going as well. Rockies are dead. Good job winning yesterday against the Dodgers, but Rockies are out of it, and the Giants are right there in the mix for that the 7 and the 8 seed as well, and they got the big one in Oakland.
Yeah, we still have 4 or 5 games off the board today as well.
And then the A's magic numbers, 1. Cleveland's magic numbers, 2. Houston's 3. Toronto's 4. Atlanta's 3. Cubs' magic number, 4. Cubs are 5-1 against the Pirates, too, by the way. Mm-hmm. I think they win as well.
We are not going to get a team to 40 wins, I don't think, at the American League. Tampa Bay, with a week to go, they have 35. White Sox have 34. Texas, they have 19 wins, so they'd have to win out to go below 20, obviously, in the American League.
Crazy things have happened. We're not completely dead with that Yankee ticket. We're not dead. They're 3.5 back. DeGrom goes today for the Mets. Yankees could sweep Toronto. If the Mets last stand here, can win this series against Tampa. You know, at least it's interesting. At least
so you're
sweat.
Telling me there's a chance.
Yeah, there you go. At least it's a sweat going into Friday. Could happen.
You know what? I'll look real quick to see what they are.
Well, it's big now. I mean, things. But that was just bad luck. That was tough. They took 3 out of 4 against the Red Sox, but Tampa took 4 out of 5 against Baltimore, and a lot of those games were close. I didn't expect that because the last time they went to Baltimore, they got swept.
Well, it's even higher this morning as it should be. It's 20-1.
Yeah, they lose right a tiebreaker as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
White Sox are up by 2 games.
Yeah.
They're minus $11 to win the division. Twins are plus +550 at DraftKings. Indians are 33-1. The Cubs, they're the minus 10,000.
So they're 3 up because they have the tiebreaker.
Oh, by the way, good points by a couple of our viewers and listeners. They told us late last week, don't forget about Freddie Freeman for the National League MVP. He might be the guy to get you, Paul, on your Tatis bet.
I didn't even look. Until our buddy in San Diego, longtime fan of the show, he pointed out the
and I went back and
Freeman numbers,
Friday,
I know.
Saturday, I was like,
look
you
at
know
his
what?
Numbers.
That's bad job by I fell asleep on him.
I know, but it's Freddie Freeman, though. That goes back to the voting and the LeBron garbage. Tatis is the great story, the hot story, the fun Slam Diego. Mm-hmm. It's like Freddie Freeman's out of sight, out of mind. Who cares about the Atlanta Braves? You know, who's talking about Freddie Freeman in the world of sports? Slam Diego was big news for weeks.
Yeah.
And they're in the playoffs for the first time forever.
Did you have any bets on baseball yesterday?
Yeah, I bet a couple things. Why do you ask?
No,
something
just,
happened?
Because everything I paid attention to yesterday was only NFL and U.S. Open. But that's because I had that open ticket at triple figures on Matthew Wolf to win that thing. So I was locked in for that. I watched that more than the NFL.
Well, I didn't have a game on. I would track the scores. I'm not watching it. There's no way you can keep up with 10 early NFL. No.
My head was buried way too much into the NFL, even on Saturday, to even look at Major League Baseball and come up with bets on it.
I didn't even watch our buddy Vaskersian. I couldn't even do it with the Cubs and Twins. You had the Lakers going on.
Yeah.
You had the Patriot game on. Yeah.
More this week, obviously, because it's the final week. Then we're going to get the playoffs. But this weekend was way too crazy. Too many things. I mean, it's just like first time ever, I believe, NFL Sunday with a golf major like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, only down. What if that leaderboard was like 8 or 10 deep? What if that's like your typical major leaderboard where there are, you know, huge names up there. There's 8 or 10 guys within a couple of shots. That would have been something else, but I think the NFL kind of caught a break where only 2 guys were involved. But even having said that, I watched a lot of it and I was in betting DeChambeau a lot. Had to. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard. Win some, lose some coming up in about 15 minutes. Up next, we'll recap what we had over the weekend in pocket and tell you what we're betting today. That's next here. Follow the Money, Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard.
How'd you do this weekend? You would have crushed it. You got the VSiN package. VSiN.com/subscribe. Start your risk-free trial today. 7-day risk-free trial. Place your next bet with confidence. Sign up and you'll get the point spread weekly with NFL power ratings and picks from our experts. 24/7 live video streaming. Full replays of all the shows. College football betting guide. But the best part, the daily emails with best bets from all the shows, hosts, and guests. Jeff Siegel, 2-0 again Friday with the horses. Nigel with the soccer and the tennis. Chuck Edel, 5-1 so far. Should be 6-0, the Patricia meltdown. Paul Stone, the best at college football, also good at golf. And Mike Palm went 5-0 Saturday as well, the Palm Readers. Get up there, VSiN.com/subscribe. 70 cents a day for the yearly. 70 cents a day. Get all these picks. Let's rock and roll. And I'm back, baby. I'm back. Got the Royale with cheese. That was good. 4,000 before the games kicked off. Giannis to win the MVP. I watched two games. I saw enough. I go, Giannis is going to repeat. 3-1 at William Hill. And then came back in January. It was minus $2 at Bet365. I called Ben in Newfoundland. I said, Ben, hop on this. It's crazy. How's the guy $2 to win the MVP? It's over. And it wasn't even close. So we scooped four units there on Freak to win the MVP. Phil to miss the cut, please. What was he? 15 over? 17 over? I know he was 9 over on Thursday.
I stopped paying attention on Friday.
I mean, it was bad.
No point.
It was bad. Padres Mariners over Friday was a loser. That was anti-Paddock. That was 6-1. Kid pitched well. I give him credit. Game one, Nuggets Lakers over 2-10 ice cream. Another winner. Seahawks 3.5. Big goal line stand there at the end. Shouldn't have been that close, though. Up 12 late. Come on. That's another winner. I'll take the Giants laying 4 against the G-men. I don't care if it's Mullins. I don't think it's too much of an adjustment here with the line coming down. Danny Dimes, going to turn it over a couple times. I don't care who's out. I trust Shanahan. I don't trust Judge and the Clapper. And today, boy, it's a shame what Peacock's doing here. You can't get a game on NBC, let alone the Premier League anymore. There's four games every day on the weekend. They're putting three of them on Peacock. And they're going against the NFL.
Yeah.
Chelsea-Liverpool was going against the NFL. Sheffield United-Aston Villa under 2.5. That should be nil-nil detectors out for that one. I think that's going to go under. That's what I got in pocket.
All right, recapping what I had on Friday. Well, going back, okay, so I had Giannis as well, plus 150 to win the MVP. That was early on. Not as early as you, but I got him still at plus money. The Falcons, Cowboys, over 50 got there. So the turnovers obviously helped out a lot early on. It didn't matter. That was over 50 points in the third quarter of the game. Two-point teaser, Steelers, Chiefs, winner, but Jesus. That was both games, by the way. Oh, both legs.
Please. Never a sweat.
Yep.
Never a
doubt. Two-team money line parlay on Friday. Houston Cougars against Baylor. So I don't know how your book was going to grade this one, if that was canceled or not because of COVID, obviously. But I had the Falcons money line anyway at plus 180. No good. They lost the game. Thanks, guys. Wait, that's a new one for me. 440-0.
Yep.
In the history of the NFL. When a team scores 39 points and has no turnovers, they win the game until yesterday. What else do I have here? If we can flip the page. Okay. Some losers here in the golf tournament.
But you made money, though.
But here's the deal. For those of you who... and I love the way they... Okay. I'm going to start keeping track of my own units here, which I should have been from the get-go anyway.
Yeah. They're giving you a loser.
Those are going to be 5 losers. Yeah. But I have it right now on my phone. I bet Matthew Wolf on August 9th, and I was on the air on that Monday, saying if you can find this guy at 100, 125-1, or 150-1 to win the Masters of the U.S. Open, get on it. So did not cash out 150-1, but I ended up winning probably... close to 30 units yesterday with DeChambeau, with everything that we were able to do. So that was a good result. And for those of you who, here's the thing, people did bet Matthew Wolf at lower numbers. I don't know if they got out. At some point, you had to make money yesterday. If you had a good number on Wolf, you could see it happening. And DeChambeau was still good money yesterday before, you know, right when Wolf gave it up and he was now one stroke back. You could still bet a good number on DeChambeau at that point. And I did bet the Eagles on Sunday at 5.5, but that number's gone already, so forget about that. I'm not going to put that on the board.
Palm Reader's playbook, 5-0 Saturday. He had a $1,500 7-team teaser yesterday. He likes Aston Villa today. Wolves Man City under 3. White Sox Indians first 5 under. Monday Night Football over. All Group 2 plays. Palm Reader's playbook. Mike Palm.
It's It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard here on a Monday, recapping week one, week two of the National Football League, looking ahead to week three as well. Nick Bogdanovich, William Hill coming up in about 15 minutes. He said that the Chiefs-Chargers handle was the highest in an NFL game ever at Will Hill, and it wasn't even close. And Paul will run down the bad beats and line moves in win-lose coming up next. Manscaped has the tools for your family jewels. You can get 20% off plus free shipping with the code VSIN20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off at manscaped.com with the promo code VSIN20. Here we go. It's time for win-lose.
Rough night.
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night. How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money looks back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In win some, lose some. Let the education commence.
All right, bad beats. Clemson laying 50 against Citadel. 49 rip at the half. No scoreless second half, and Citadel refused to shorten the game. And they wouldn't do it. Say no. No running clock. We're not going to shorten the quarters as well. And they manned up and did a great job in the second half. How about that? Carolina plus 8. Fournette houses it from 50 yards out with a minute 48 left, just trying to run the clock out. That one was tough. And Louisiana Tech Southern miss finish. Incomplete, no, reverse, touchdown, reversal, video replay. So Southern Miss and under becomes La Tech and over. No matter what that lunatic was doing for Southern Miss on the sidelines, jumping up and down. Bet for the books, favorites 14-1 straight up. All the teasers get there. Falcons plus 7.5 down to 3. And over 50 up to 54. 40-39, Cowboys. Jags plus 11 down to 7, lost by 3. Ravens, Texans under 54.5 down to 49. 33-16. Chargers Chiefs under 51.5 down to 47.5, 23-20. Green Bay Detroit over 47 up to 51, 42-21. Green Bay trailed 14-3, and then just ran them out. The Stafford pick six, high school throw. Bills from 3 up to 5.5 was a loose sum. I made the same mistake. Miami Louisville over 58 up to 66, 47-34. Syracuse Pitt under 51 down to 47, 21-10. Central Florida, 5.5 up to 9.5, and the over 60 up to 63, 49-21. Texas State Monroe under 63 down to 58, 38-17. Win some, Liberty Moneyline at William Hill plus 475. Covington UFC, fifth round to win, 28-1 at Circa, and plus 550 by KO, TKO. Cerrone Price draw, 80-1 at Westgate. Happened again. Point deduction, and that comes in.
Pretty sure Lou was on Covington inside the distance, by the way. Our buddy.
Yeah, was he?
Yep.
Okay. Minner, 5-1 by submission and 8-1 in round one. Clark by KO, 7-1 and 17-1 to win in round three. Lose some, Rams Eagles under 49 down to 45, not even close. Steelers from 4.5 up to 6.5 and the under 44 down to 41, 26-21. 49ers Jets under 44.5 down to 41.5, fell 44. Lafayette from 13 up to 17 and opened at Circa, and the under 61 down to 57, 34-31 Lafayette. Wake from plus 4, went off a 2-point favorite, lost by 3. Middle Tennessee, 6.5 down to 3.5, routed by Troy. South Florida, 27 down to 23, 52 rip. Navy, Tulane under, 49 down to 45, 27-24, what a comeback, Navy. App State from 3.5 up to 5.5, and the over 57 up to 60. Rocking chair in play dream. 17-7 Marshall. Western Kentucky Liberty under 55 down to 51. 30-24. Also some wins. Some Paul Stone had this. SMU 9-1 here at the South Point to score the most points. 49ers. First touchdown in the early games, 12-1. Packers most points, 10-1. Win some. This was at casino in New York. Three card poker. The Royal. You get the ace, 10. What was it? Jack?
Yes.
And then the dealer has the other two cards on the side, and they got to have it. The only two, right? Well, there it is. Queen, king. $272,000.
Pretty good day.
Not bad. This is how you start your Sunday, too. You go to the D at Bar Canada to watch the games. First time in my life. Oh, that looks good. Clean. Clean bill. Unlike what I sent you because it got compressed. I didn't hold anything. That's a redraw, folks. A Royale with cheese for $4,000. I threw everything back. It gives me on the redraw. There it is. Ah, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, wait, what happened? I threw everything back. Royal.
Well, and you're playing deuces.
Yeah.
And it's a natural.
Unfortunately, I couldn't get the spin, though.
That sucks. One day, Paulie.
That's supposed to lock up and give me the 10 times. That's tough. Blue, where you been? The French Bulldog, his own Instagram page. And Paulie does Vegas on Instagram as well. He's having all kinds of problems with the box of pizza. He doesn't know how to attack it.
Well, can I tell you, I am getting mildly concerned, at least.
Oh, you have to.
With, look at this now, the diet they're putting him on.
Yeah.
The full box of the pizza here.
You're right.
Ooh.
And this is fine. Dressed as an Ewok, and then he's going with the chicken. And the volume's cranked up.
Have you ever seen anything or anybody happier than this dog?
Oh, he's got life by the, you know what?
I mean, of course, yeah, yes.
Care in the world, yeah. And this is a tough assignment. The guy, a guy's sleeping there. You can see him. He fell asleep on his chair. And that's a bear who wanders into his backyard, and the bear's drinking out of the pool. And then the bear comes over, and he starts licking and playing with the guy's feet. And the guy wakes up. How'd you like to, you fall asleep, you wake up to that. A bear staring at you. And And he's so shocked and surprised, he freaks the bear out when he wakes up with the reaction. I better get out of here. And the bear runs away.
Bear comes over. Yeah. Massage?
Look at that.
Guy's like, get out of here.
There it is. Win, lose.
By the way,
mix. I love Mondays.
Here we go with the reverse teaser cards here at the South Point again.
Yeah.
Guess how many came in?
Six.
You're right.
Really?
And six for six pays 750-1.
Who were they?
Rams -7.5 got there.
Okay.
Jeez. And then just blowout after blowout. 49ers lane 14.5. No problem. Colts lane 9.5 got there. Packers lane 14.5.
Oh.
Cardinals -14.5. They won by 15. And the Ravens by 14.5. Late field goal to win 33-16. They covered the 14.5 points. And tonight's game on the pleaser, well, I mean, these are dead. Unless you're alive to it, I guess. Saints, 12.5, or the Raiders, -1.5. Every week, like clockwork, 5, 6, 7 of those come in.
How would you play it? Raiders win or the Saints comfortable win? How would you play that if you had to?
I would play Raiders -1.5.
Okay.
On the pleaser.
You should be fired up and ready to go.
Because I have not
bet. Las Vegas debut.
Actually, I have bet this tonight. It's in the contest. We do have Raiders +5.5 in the contest. That's a side that I like. When we talked about it, it came out as one of our top five plays this week. I do like that many points. I have my concerns about Drew Brees. Absolutely.
Be nice to get a 5-0 in circa.
And oh, hell
and
yes,
a,
it
and
would
a 4-1. Yeah, 4-1 and a 5-0 in two select contests.
Yeah.
I can't believe you did this last man. You're 10-0. I'm 9-1. You're 10-0. There'd probably be 1,000 people left going into week three, and you got all five entries left.
I hope so, obviously. I hope we're down to 750 coming up. But again, no handicapping at all so far, just bad numbers. That's it. Yeah. I don't know how long that can continue. But that was one of Paul Stone's pieces of advice this year. Up next, Nick Bogdanovich. We'll ask him about his quote where he told Ben Fowkes, "It was the biggest regular season game ever by a mile." That's next.
Sports fan, you haven't been to BetRivers Sportsbook, you're missing out. BetRivers is live streaming a massive number of sporting events every day from around the world, live hockey, baseball, basketball, and more right on your phone. Sign up now for the BetRivers Sportsbook app. Get up to a $250 bonus on your first deposit. The best part of the offer, all bonuses are only a one-time playthrough. Go to BetRivers Sportsbook today and start your winning streak.
Get the $250 match on your first deposit. No faster way to turn your bonus cash into real cash. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable in Jersey is Play Sugar House.
Nick Bogdanovich joins the program now, as he does every Monday at this time, Director of Trading, William Hill Sportsbooks across Nevada and the country. Nick, good morning. Thanks for the time. So the quote to Ben Fox was, Ben works here obviously at VEASAN, for those that don't know, that the Chiefs-Chargers game was the biggest regular season game ever by a mile, basically not close. Can you expand on that? Biggest handle, biggest turn the way it went with the teasers getting there and the money line? What'd you mean?
Yeah, pretty much everything. But you got to realize that, I mean, William Hill's been the biggest player in Nevada for the last 8 years, but now we got Caesars on there and Canner on there. So the numbers are really blown up. So to beat those past numbers, it's really not a fair comparison. I get like 9 million emails and texts from reporters all the time. Can you compare this week to last year? And it's just not a fair comparison. I try to tell them that, but they still ask the question every time. But it was Super Bowl size swing. I mean, it was many seven digit swing. I mean, every single bet was a money line parlay and a teaser that was all live. They're every favorite one yesterday. So it was a monster decision, and they outplayed them from pillar to post. And other than for a couple 58-yard field goals and one brain cramp from Herbert, the Chargers were the much the best team.
Was it the most lopsided bet game you can recall? Ticket count was 11.
100%.
Okay, go ahead.
100%. It was incredible.
There was 11-1 ticket count, and 95% of the money was on Kansas City.
Something like that. Oh. Yeah, it was incredible. It was all week long, and you know, they all got home. I mean, people just love betting money line parlays and teasers. They just, you know, they think it's the safe way to go. And yesterday they looked like geniuses.
Yeah, that's been a thing for a long time. Let me ask you this then. How many were actually rolled over into last night's NBA game when Anthony Davis hit that shot at the buzzer to win it for the Lakers on the money line?
There was quite a bit. I mean, I didn't see it. He had a shot at the buzzer to win it.
Three-pointer. I mean, Denver fell asleep coming out of the yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, I stopped. I was so comatose. So what you're saying is Davis hit a three at the buzzer and the Patriots left the ball at the one. That's all that happened last night. Other than that, nothing happened.
Right. That's it. Yeah, it was a hell of a night. That's right. You got it. Unbelievable. What was a good result? Did you win on anything?
The craziest thing, the best result of the day for the house was the Colts beating the Vikings. Why there was so much money for the Vikings as a real small dog, I have no idea. But that was our best game, and obviously it was a cigar game. I mean, they beat them unmercifully, but I still couldn't figure that one out. I kept looking to see if that was right. I mean, I'm getting old, my vision's going. I kept looking at the screen, and then they bet the Vikings really good in that game.
I was college football. We've had 16 games canceled, so it's been a mess here Fridays and Saturdays. But how was the college? What was the small schedule we had?
Yeah, college was good. We won the college football, knock on wood, but we didn't win for the day. I think the basketball game that day was the biggest NBA decision I've ever seen, and it went against us. That was the Celtics must-win game three.
Oh, okay. How about Friday night, Lakers and over? That couldn't have been good.
Yeah, that wasn't any good. It was a good weekend for the sports bettors. If you were on that side of the counter, you did pretty good.
Okay. How about the golf and the UFC?
Golf was good. Very, very solid. I mean, DeChambeau winning, everyone had given up on him because you were supposedly, if you hit it all over the place, you couldn't win there. Yet the two guys who never hit a fairway ran away and hit the field. So you figure that one out. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any big tickets?
UFC, we lost.
Okay, all right. I was just going to ask you.
Yeah, UFC, we lost, but it's okay. It was a great. It was great to see my man finish the guy in 17 seconds. This guy's the greatest thing since Bitcoin. the Covington fight was interesting. So it was, I mean, we lost. There were too many favorites again, but it was a good card. Very well bet.
Yeah, are UFC bettors really attracted to Chimaev in terms of betting overall? I mean, I'm guessing right now three fights since Fight Island, and they're over with immediately.
Yeah, no, they got to run it back out there. I mean, what's the reason? He hadn't got hit yet, so what's the difference? Just let him fight next week.
He could. Right? He could. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. How's baseball? I know you said you were frustrated a couple. I didn't blame you. I'm actually a round of applause to MLB. It didn't look good there for a while. I thought they were going to cancel the season. But how's the baseball been with only a week left? And I know the playoffs are going to be fun with so many games.
Well, if you look at the standings, they've all pretty much come to fruition. So it's not been a good baseball season. I'm glad they played it because it brought people in and it needed to be played. But the Dodgers every night is just a matter of how much. They're always the late game, and the Dodgers have just punished us. And to just look at the standings: Dodgers, Yankees, Twins, Cubs. I mean, every team that was supposed to win has won. There has been no surprises. Yep. So it's been rough, but it's okay. Like I said, I'm glad they pulled it off, and I'm glad there's going to be some playoffs. So I'm all good with the MLB.
Is there a bandwagon for the Padres? Did that start a couple weeks ago?
100%. Big bandwagon on the Padres. Love to see it. I've always been it's my favorite city in the world. It's 74 there every single day. It's beautiful. I love going there. So I root for the Padres. Small market team, even though they finally spent some money. But they got a big shot this year for sure.
What do you anticipate this weekend? I hope you get some sleep. I mean, the SEC's back Saturday. And then we got Cowboys, Seahawks, Ravens, Chiefs Monday night, and then Packers, Saints on Sunday night.
I said it last week. I said Mahomes and Jackson may be regarded as the best two quarterbacks in the league, but I want to know who's better than Russell Wilson. That's all I've said. I mean, the guy's done it up there with smoke and mirror. I mean, he's had no toys to play with, and he just keeps getting it done. So, and now he's got a few weapons, and I like to see someone stop him.
Yeah, and they're finally letting him throw the football.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. I mean, he's so good. I mean, he was scary. He's just been scary good his entire career. So, let's face it, quarterback play in the NFL right now is at an all-time high. I mean, my Lord, they got some players in that position.
Could you blow even more money tonight? Money line and teaser liability going into the Saints.
You know what? I just got in, and I just went on the air right before I got in. I'm afraid to look.
Okay. You want to text us?
I can do it right now if you want me to look.
Sure. Go ahead. Yeah. I want your true reaction. Don't curse.
Yeah. And by the way, while you are looking, Paulie brought up a great question earlier on today. You imagine what the handle would be in this city if the Knights were in the Stanley Cup and they were playing tonight with the Raiders playing Monday Night Football at that stadium?
And yeah, I mean, obviously they were a $3 favorite in the series to make that happen. So, it's taken a long time to come up, but that's not a good sign. Yeah, big problems again. We need the Raiders somehow to get it done. And it's, looks like it's all money line and teasers. So we need the Raiders to go 1-0 in their Allegiant Stadium debut for sure.
I wonder if you're going to see a lot of public money on them today here in this city because it is their first ever game and it's a Monday night.
It's possible. I mean, they won week one. There's no Mike Williams. I mean, you know, there could be some reasons to get there. Plus, listen, I think there's going to be a lot of plus six money just because everyone's hedging and going for a 6-point middle. I mean, they got a beautiful little alley there to come through.
Okay. Are you guys crushing it on the East Coast considering the Jets, Giants, and Eagles are off to a slow start?
Yeah, Jersey's been fine. Rhode Island goes how the Celtics go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, listen, it's all good. I got no complaints, even though we got hammered this week. I got zero complaints. It's a phenomenal time to be a sports bettor. I mean, everything's hitting on all cylinders. So, it's all win-win, if you ask me.
And I'm guessing then October, once Big Ten football gets here, some of the states in the Midwest, it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, if we can get this thing stretched through Big Ten and Pac-12, maybe even the Mountain West, if they come through and somehow, let's face it, they had one guy test positive and they shut it all down. So it's very tricky with the college football. I mean, it's very, very tricky with the college athletes. The pros are just going to shelve you and play on. College is trickier. Let's face it, we talked about it. We knew MLB would be the hardest and we knew the college football would be the hardest. And MLB has somehow made it through, even though it had some teams sit out 5-6 days in a row. I'm hoping we just get enough college football games to fill out a card each week. So, and we all get through this thing, and hopefully the vaccine is getting as close as they say it is.
Yep. All right, Nick. Love talking to you. Thanks for the nuggets as always. Have a good week. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Have a great one.
Thank you.
Nick Bogdanovich, director of trading over at William Hill Sportsbooks.
Super Bowl decision.
Yeah.
Swing the Chiefs because the Chiefs won. Yeah. That's the way. Jimmy said that years ago. That's the new way to bet. Favorites on the money line, and well, the teasers have been popular for years. But
sure,
I'm with you. I mean, why screw around? I mean, you saw the back door and what happened. You saw the shenanigans in the Buffalo game.
Sure,
you saw what happened in the Bears game. I mean, just win the game. That's the team's objective. That's the same thing with the better.
And what
win Nick's, the game, money
Nick,
line.
Yep, sure.
Tease them down to pick them or whatever.
And what Nick said, the quarterback play is at an all-time high right now. Even some of the bad teams. I mean, they have some pretty decent to above average to actually some good quarterback play. So the back door on these big spreads are always going to be open. I'll give you Jacksonville. I mean, who had one good thing to say about that team 2 weeks ago?
Yep.
And now they're 1-1 straight up, 2-0 on the cover. They almost won the game yesterday.
NBA. NFL decisions in the NBA with these games,
yep.
Huh?
Yep. I mean, it's good. The handle, if we do get Celtics-Lakers, yep, will be just insane. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, nothing wrong with Lakers Heat. I don't guess anything wrong with that either.
Yeah, agreed.